Avu Sukkah. Mashenkin in Rabbi Yossi's Chiddush that Tilcha Sukkah, the Uraisa, that's Halachim in the Uraisa, you have to have three walls of a Mechitza Loi. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda doesn't know from Rabbi Yossi. With the child in the Uraisa to make a Mechitza, maybe it doesn't know from Gudachis. We don't say the Mechitza comes down. Here, Taka Rabbi Yehuda would argue on Rabbi Yossi. So we only have Narai, Rabbi Yehuda holds from Rabbi Yossi. Vaita, I can tell you, Swaram, for Loi Rabbi Yossi, Savolok Rabbi Yehuda. Who are then maybe Rabbi Yossi that's Mate by Sukkah does not hold from Rabbi Yehuda our Mishnah that he could be Mate by Mechitzas over water of Hilchah Shabbos. I'll tell you like this. Ad kam loy kamer Rabbi Yossi. Up until now, we only heard from Rabbi Yossi that you say good aches, the Mechitzas could come down even though they're off the ground three tochen. Still, they could come down to the ground, Ela B'Sukkah. Only by Hilchah Sukkah is he Mekel. Why? The Yisr Esay. To make a Sukkah is only a Mitzvah Sasein. If you don't have a sukkah, eating outside the sukkah, you're only mevatel the mitzvah saseh. But there's no shaila of a kurus involved. So about it's only a shaila for the mitzvah saseh, here Rabbi Yossi is makel to say that the din, Torah of the mitzvah saseh, we do say good achis. And therefore the mechitzas are kosher for the sukkah. Avul Shabbos, mashenken any yisurim as magaya to Shabbos, even though it's only a shaila in the rabbonins, it's only a shaila of a ruvi chatzeris. But our kopon of the Yisrael of the Neruva Chatzeris is Rabbonah made Gzera, don't carry from one Rishus Yachid to another Rishus Yachid, because it looks like you're carrying from Rishus to another Rishus, that we're afraid you'll come to carry from Rishus Yachid to Rishus Rabbim. So our kopon of the Rav Gzeris here, that maybe you'll be over Nisir the Raisa. So Avul Shabbos, the Yisur Eskila, the Yisrael of carrying out on Shabbos from Rishus Rabbim to Rishus Yachid, there is an Eskila involved too, Lo Yomar. Maybe Rabbi Yossi would not even say for the Rabbanan Dikas Shaila in Shabbos, but Vibalda pertains to Hilchah Shabbos, he would not say, oh, good Achis, no Geyat to Hilchah Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi is only Mekel on Hilchah Sukkah, which is only Mitzvah Saseh. There we say, good Achis, Mechitzah, that are 10 Tfachim high, but they're off the ground, Yutfachim, still we say it comes down to the ground. Mashenkin, for Hilchah Shabbos, Rabbi Yossi would argue on Rabbi Yudin Amishnah, and would not say good Achis at all. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi have two different shittas. Lo yom. So the Gemara of Yim Toimai, I have a question now. Oisa Maisa Shinase B'Tzipori. There was a Maisa that happened in Tzipori, the Chura that we'll soon see the Maisa later, that they were Mata to carry with Mechitzas Tluyas, with Mechitzas that are hanging over a dry land, which was Gimel Tzfachim off the ground. Now the Mara, the Asri of Tzipori, was Rabbi Yossi. So Chura, we see that Rabbi Yossi is Mata even for Hilchah Shabbos. So we say Gudachas. Because there was a Shaila on Hilchah Shabbos. So that's the Gemara of Yom Tov, like Rav Akasha. Oysa Maisa Shinase B'Tzipori. This Maisa that happened on Shabbos in Tzipori. Al Pi Minasa. Who was the Maradasa that was Matar up there? Loi Al Pi Rabbi Yossi. The Chura wasn't it Al Pi. The Maradasa, the head of that city, was Rabbi Yossi. So you see, Rabbi Yossi is even Matar on Shabbos to use such Mechitzas that are hanging over the ground, even though they're higher up than Gimel Tzfachim. Still we say Gudachas Hilchah Shabbos. So to Gemara, Loi Ela Alpi Rabbi Yishmael b'Rabbi Yossi Nasa. I'll tell you that Maisa was Alpi the son of Rabbi Yossi. It was after Rabbi Yossi was Nifter, and his son Rabbi Shmuel took over. So his son Rabbi Shmuel, he took hold, you say good achas even by Hilchah Shabbos. But Rabbi Yossi himself is not muchrich held by Hilchah Shabbos. Maybe he only says it by Hilchah Sukkah, not by Hilchah Shabbos. What's the Raya tomorrow? Tichiyosi Rav Dimi, because when Rav Dimi came, Oma, pa machas, one time, what was the Maisa? Shokaku, they forgot, for loy heviyu sefer Torah miboyd yoim, that he did not bring the sefer Torah from one chotzer to another chotzer where the shul was, where they have to lay on Shabbos morning. So the kitzer, they didn't have an eitzah how to get the sefer Torah into shul the Shabbos. The chotzer was in another chotzer, and they did not make before Shabbos in Eruv v'chatzeris. So the chur, it's also to carry the sefer Torah from one chotzer to another chotzer. What was the eitzah? Lamacha, when they wake up in the morning, Pirsu Sadin, they spread out sheets, Al Hamudim over beans, in other words, they made like a mechitza now, Ve'viyu Sefer Torah, and they carried the Sefer Torah from one chotzer to another chotzer. So the pshat from these mechitzas were, it was a direct mechitza, like two sets, like two rows of mechitza, two rows of sheet, directly from this chotzer where the Sefer Torah was, to the shul. So the kids, even though there are other chatzerim involved, but we had now a direct mechitza, direct line, like to walk from this chotzer to the other shul. So no other chotzer could get in here because there was no pesach, no entrance here. So Mela blinds like just these two rishrius are here. So it's like from one rishus to yachid, which is mutter to carry. That was the maita. So the kids said they were makel to carry with such mechitzas, even though the mechitzas were hanging. So the Gemara of a Koraboy, and they read the Sefer Torah. So Mori has two questions on this maita. First of all, for the Gemara, Pirsul lechatchila mishari, is a mutter to spread out these sheets to make mechitzas on Shabbos? With a frat here, you want to make a mechitza to be matta to carry through a chotzer, is a mutter to make mechitzas on Shabbos? For hakol moedim, everybody is masking. Sheinoisin oil arai b'Shabbos? You're not allowed to make an oil arai mitchil on Shabbos. We have a frat, the mechitza is matter on Shabbos. Everybody holds that sosor. So how could you come to make mechitzas mitchil on Shabbos here? And if the Gemara Elamai, the Maisa was Elamotsu Sadin Prusim Al Hamudim. The Maisa was, they woke up in the morning and they found that these mechitzas were not here from before Shabbos. And still they carried the Sefer Torah through with these mechitzas on Shabbos. Ve'avihu Sefer Torah v'karaboy. Even though these mechitzas were hanging off the ground more than Gimel Tfachim, still there were mekel here. So that was the Kash Ha'alachur and Tzipor with Rabbi Yossi. You see, Rabbi Yossi's mekel even Mehilcha Shabbos. He old you do say good aches, even Mehilcha Shabbos. And that the Teretz was? No, it wasn't Rabbi Yossi. It was after he was Nifter, when his son took over Rabbi Shmuel, and his son was the one that was Matav this Maisa. So his son tackled that even Mehilcha Shabbos, like Rabbi Yudin, now Mishnah, that you do say good aches by mechitzas. Even by Hilchah Shabbos. So the Gemara, Omar Rabba, Yishno Reb Yehuda and Al Mishnah, Reb Chanina ben Akiva Omru Dover Echad. I tell you, they both say the same type of a Chiddush. What's the two Chiddush? The Mar Reb Yehuda Hodi Amorin. Reb Yehuda is like our Chiddush in the Mishnah, that we said that we make all, even though the Mechit is only way all the way on top of the bor, even though it's on top, it's not inside the bor at all, still we make all, that we say good achas by Hilchah Shabbos. That was Rabbi Yehuda's Chiddush in the Mishnah. Now, where's Rabbi Chanina ben Akiva's Chiddush? The Tanan we learned. Rabbi Chanina ben Akav Yoimer. The next Mishnah we'll soon see. Gezustra. If you have this porch that's sticking out of the wall, again, that underneath the porch is a nahor, is a river, and you want to schlep up the water from the river up until your porch. So Chura Posh, it's also because the river is a Carmelis, and atop your porch is a Rishus Yochid. So what's the Yetzer? So he says Nates like this. If you have a porch that's Shiesh Boy Arbo Amos Al Arba Amos, that the porch is 4 Amos by 4 Amos wide, in other words, it's 24 Tvachim by 24 Tvachim, the Yetzer is Chokak Bo Dal Dal Dalad, in the middle of this porch, hollow out a hole, 4 Tvachim by 4 Tvachim, Umamala, and through that hole, lower down your bucket, and you can step up the water. That's a Bechalina's Heter. Even though before we learned it's only mut if you make two things, you have to first hollow out the mokum down by dalam, and then make mechitzes gevoya yutzvachim either on top of the hole or on bottom of the hole. But akol parim, you have to have mechitzes surrounding this hole to make it rishus yochid. Here he says no. As long as the porch itself is rochiv dalam by dalam, it's mutter. And what's the svara? A new svara we say kofaf. We look as if the hole is in the middle of these dalamis. So we're saying now, Dal Ramis is 24 by 24 Tvachim. So the middle 4 Tvachim is hollowed out for the hole. Now on each side of the hole, you have Yud Tvachim. Even though the Yud Tvachim is part of the flat porch, we say Kofof. We look as if we bend up each side of the porch, that now it's straight up and becomes into a Mechitza. That's Rabbi Yehuda's Kula. So Amar Abaye says, no, who says one holds from the other one? The Dilma Lahi, they don't hold from one and the other, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Chanina. Ad Kan Lekum Rabbi Yehuda. When is Rabbi Yehuda make on our Mishnah Osam El Diyom Agud Achis Mechitzosa? I tell you, Kol Parim, you have the Mechitza going straight across this bor, just it's not inside the bor, it's on top of the bor. Good. So you have a Mechitza Yud Tvachim Hoi, we say Gud Achis, the Mechitza comes down. Avul Kaif, the good Loi. But to say Rabbi Yehuda holds from Chanina's Chiddush, that when you have this flat porch, the porch has no Mechitza at all, still we say Kaif. Will look as if we'll bend upwards the two all around the Yud Tvachim all around the hole to make it into a mechitza. Maybe that you don't say. Vayta v'yad kan lekom Rabbi Chanina ben Akav yosim ela b'yam shatzveria. Even Rabbi Chanina is only matar over the yam shatzveria. Hayo v'yesh lo aganim. That I call upon him, it has a bank, it has rims all around it. So it has really a shame rishus yochid yam shatzveria. V'yeres v'kafifas makifas oisom. Avu v'shar meimus loy. But by other rivers, maybe he's not makel at all. Now there's a regular river that's a Carmelis, he's not making it at all. Mashenken Yamashal Tveria, like we'll see later, really it's a Rishus HaYochid. Just the reason why you have to have some type of a heter is,
because these mechitzas are not hukuf l'biru, and it's wider than a base of time than 70 by 70 yamas. Therefore, it's also mitrabonim to metal in the yam shotverian. But I call upon him, it's not a regular karmelus, it's only like a rishus ayochid. So therefore, here Rabbi Yechanina is mekul with such a svara to say that we say koif. We look as if the rest of the porch is bent over, bent upwards to look like a mechitza. But over a regular karmelus, maybe he's not mekul. So therefore, the two shitas are two different svaras. We have Yehuda shita and Rabbi Yechanina. It's not muchach, one holds from the other. All right, we'll stop here.